Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. FDA approved Gilead's Strudolvi for first-line treatment of adult patients with unresectable, locally advanced, or metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, marking the drug's first expansion into the initial treatment setting. The approval covers two distinct populations: patients ineligible for checkpoint inhibitor therapy, who may receive Strudolvi as a single agent, and those with PD-L1-positive tumors, who may receive it in combination with Keytruda. The decision was supported by data from two Phase 3 trials. In ASCENT-03, Strudolvi reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 38% compared to physician's choice of chemotherapy in checkpoint inhibitor-ineligible patients, with a median progression-free survival of 9.7 months versus 6.9 months. In ASCENT-04, the combination of Strudolvi and Keytruda produced a median progression-free survival of 11.2 months versus 7.8 months with chemotherapy plus Keytruda. The approval carries significant commercial weight for Gilead. More than 75,000 patients across 60 countries have received Strudolvi in previously approved indications, and the move into first-line therapy opens the drug to a substantially broader patient population. Next, Novartis has launched a strategic collaboration with Antares Therapeutics, a biotech focused on precision medicines and undruggable targets in oncology, providing Antares with $105 million in upfront payments to develop first-in-class precision medicines in cancer and other serious diseases, with potential additional milestone payments totaling $1.8 billion. Antares will continue to advance its own pipeline alongside the collaboration. The deal is the latest in a series of moves by Novartis to expand its oncology footprint. The company has also broken ground on a new radioligand therapy manufacturing site in Denton, Texas, and announced agreements earlier this year to acquire Accelergy, a next-generation anti-IgE biotech, and a pan-mutant selective KEY13KA inhibitor from Synovation Therapeutics to strengthen its breast cancer pipeline. Finally, pharmaceutical executives spoke with Kyle Smith, President and Chief Operating Officer of Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, on the benefits and challenges of operating as a 100% U.S.-based additive manufacturer. Smith explained that Aprecia's binder jet 3D printing technology allows the company to rapidly develop near-final dosage forms that are patient-friendly and difficult to produce with conventional manufacturing, giving pharma and biotech partners a meaningful edge in competitive disease areas where speed to market matters. On the challenge side, Smith noted that sourcing compliant key starting materials and active pharmaceutical ingredients domestically remains difficult, with many projects still relying on materials from India and China, a gap the federal government is increasingly focused on closing through programs like DARPA's Equip a Pharma initiative, which incentivizes companies to develop rapid domestic manufacturing platforms for APIs and finished dosage forms. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit farmexec.com.